Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Amateur porn is on the rise. And what do vegetables exactly have to do with it? Stay tuned for the Deuce After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hi, guys.
Hi, you guys.
Welcome to the Deuce.
The Deuce.
1985 New York.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Deuce After Show. Welcome, After Buzzers. We are so excited to be here. This is Season 3, Episode 2 of our beloved show.
Yeah.
And I'm your host, Louisa Sharamatian, joined by the beautiful Alexis Brown.
Hi, guys.
Who is a HBO lover, drama lover.
Yes, yes.
A lover of everything. Mm-hmm. And we're just so excited to have you here.
Yeah.
Because your input means so much.
And I'm excited to be here.
Yeah.
I love this show.
And before we dig in, I do want to say that we have our chat that's popping and live. Mm-hmm. If you have any questions or input, you know, let us know. We have a fun special segment. We have, you know, some news and gossip and all that good stuff. So just hang in there and just let's enjoy our night.
Yes.
Oh gosh. Mm-hmm. So Season 3, Episode 2.
Yep.
A lot went down. Mm-hmm. I feel like it moved a bit, you know, quicker than last episode. Mm-hmm. What was your overall thought about the full episode
you
tonight?
Think it moved quicker?
Just than last time.
I thought it actually moved slower. Yeah,
yeah,
like, while I love the show, I enjoy it. I did find myself pausing it like, wow, the show is still on and
yeah,
there's still so much left to happen. But it ended up wrapping up really good and I still enjoyed it regardless of how slow I felt like it moved. So
yeah, I just feel like they do that on purpose sometimes because mm-hmm, they want us to really probably focus on main points.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they
mm-hmm
don't want to give us too much. And I don't know exactly how long this season is. I feel like it's 8 episodes.
Yeah, usually around 8 or 9.
8 or 9,
last
right?
Last season was 9.
Yeah, so I feel like they're kind of slowly giving us the doses of what mm-hmm we need and mm-hmm introducing new topics, new people, bringing some people back. We mm-hmm saw some familiar faces, which I love. But yeah, you know, let's get to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to start off with Frankie and his obsession now with homemade porn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a couple that, you know, was having sex and then they ordered pizza or something or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided to open the door while having sex.
Yeah.
And, you know, Frankie thought that was amazing
mm-hmm
and wants to pitch it and sell it and all of that. So why do you think he's so fascinated by this right now? Why is he going against what the porn industry is looking like?
I think, like, Frankie is just moving with the times. He's seeing
yeah
what's making money. He's seeing what people like. He's seeing what's popular right now. And he's trying to make money off of it, too. And I think it's also just exciting to because it's so different from what
yeah
they're used to. They're used to just straight written out very detailed porn, and you know that's not what people want right now. They just want to see some amateurs, you know, getting banged while they order a pizza. I don't know.
They're straight up getting banged.
And it's crazy for me because and it's not like I
bang
just talk
for your buck.
Right, yeah, exactly. And you know, it's crazy for me. It's not like I'm just out here just talking about porn to everybody, but
yeah
I feel like when I do talk about porn with people, people love amateur. Like that
yeah
seems to be a really popular category. It seems to be something that my friends really enjoy.
Really?
So even to this day, it seems like that's the way people go.
That's interesting you say that because for me, I was caught off guard when I saw a mother and a husband
mm-hmm
in this homey environment.
Mm-hmm.
They look like a couple from the suburbs. Probably have a gated house,
mm-hmm,
three kids,
mm-hmm,
and they're like going at it from the back, like you
yeah
know. Like,
I mean, who cares where you live or who you are? Sex is sex, and you enjoy it.
Absolutely,
and
I
think it makes it feel more authentic to me anyway,
yeah,
because it's not actors pretending to like it.
Yeah.
You know that they are real deal enjoying it and that's really what they are doing in their house. And that's how it is.
I was just going to say, I think that's also what I think Eileen doesn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Eileen wants the professionals, the mm-hmm story, the feminist,
right,
the strong.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, you know, Frankie here who really understands what people want.
Mm-hmm.
Like things that get people hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like real stuff.
You know what? I think for Frankie, it's all about the money.
Yeah.
And just the quick money because
right
he doesn't even have to do anything. He's just watching people have sex.
Yeah.
But for Eileen, it's about the art of storytelling.
Absolutely.
And I think, and I never really thought about it before just now when you just said those comments, that maybe because Eileen was a sex worker, because she did start up on the streets, because she, you know, grew up being kind of like taken advantage of with, yeah. in regards to sex, she doesn't want to see that happen on screen. She wants to be able to have women control the story in movies, and that's how she usually is. That's why she referred to it as what? Femme fatale is what she referred
female
to it as.
Erotica,
female erotica. Yeah. Yes. So it yeah. makes sense, you know?
And actually that's, you know what, like we'll talk more about that, about Eileen and taking that route mm-hmm. as a storyteller, basing, mm-hmm. you know, women's true lives and all of that. That's, I think that's what opened up the doors for her, her mm-hmm. personal testimony. Mm-hmm. But Frankie gets in trouble because Frankie ends up, you know, not paying attention to what's being sold, mm-hmm. and it's kiddie porn.
Right.
So Rudy ends up, you know, kind of figuring out that, dude, you're not paying attention, and now mm-hmm. you're promoting child pornography.
Right.
And I think that's one step that, like, the, David Simon and the producers and directors wanted to kind of introduce mm-hmm. that. Right now, we're focusing on adult-heavy porn, mm-hmm. but now, mm-hmm. maybe the next episode is going to be, you know, child pornography.
Yeah, and you know what? But I know child pornography is serious, and I'm glad that they're going to touch on that, but I think just the mistake in general is just such a Frankie thing. He doesn't think about consequences. Yeah. He just kind of moves as he goes, like just like even last season when he offered the guy 25% for $20,000 without talking to anybody, without even yep. knowing what was going on. That's just Frankie. He's just spur of the moment. Sounds good right now. Let's do it. So and that I, makes sense.
Absolutely, and I agree with that. And even the guy, the mobster guy in the car said, dude, I'm not impressed. You mm-hmm. have your product in a grocery bag. Mm-hmm. Your butt is not even buttoned up, and you're selling me this whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy that probably Frankie won't agree with him, because 60% of gross is too much. Mm-hmm. Nothing even stays for him. You right. know what mm-hmm. I mean? But yeah, Frankie is a bit dumb. You know, I'm so sorry. He
I
really
don't think he's definitely not dumb. I think he is he's a careless businessman. A bit, yeah. He's just careless, like
he's
you
careless,
said.
Careless.
And you know, something sounds good to him, he's gonna go with it right then and there. And Vincent, who is his twin, and twins are usually opposite. He's more of the thinker, the one who wants to plan yeah. everything out. So that's just Frankie.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks for that. And speaking yeah. of sounding good, Alexis mm-hmm. has some stuff to share about AfterBuzz TV. That sounds good.
Yes, I do. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in every week and making us the ESPN of TV talk. We love what we do. We love watching all of our great shows with you and talking about it online, but we can't continue to do it without your help. So if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. If you're watching the live chat right now, talk back to us. We're reading and we want to hear what you're see what you're saying. And if you're listening on iTunes, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating. And no matter what, the place, the time, whatever show it is, whether it's The Deuce or another AfterBuzz show, please continue to watch us, because we don't want to talk to ourselves. We want to talk to you.
Girl, you're amazing. Thank you.
Yay!
Thank you so much for that. You just, you know, you just took all of the above, whatever you just said. Adding on, I always say this, we are a buffet of TV shows. We cater to everyone. Mm-hmm. Subscribe, like, comment, tell your friends, families, copy paste that link. And you know, we love what we do. And a special shout out to Maria Menounos and her hubby Kevin Undergaro mm-hmm. for giving us this platform so we can learn, test our skills, grow, and all that great stuff, and do it with you guys. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now let's talk about Eileen, mm-hmm. my favorite power woman. So, yes. seems to me she's doing some research mm-hmm. with the prostitutes and sex workers, because now she wants to do a, I don't know if it's a porno, but she wants to probably do a film surrounding them and why they are where they are right now. Mm-hmm. And I got that vibe because she was having breakfast mm-hmm. and asking all those questions, right? Do you really think this is her turn out of porno? Like, she's really going to be a real female director?
I think this is going to be it. You know, we predicted last week that she was going to get rid of the porn, and I didn't even realize until I saw it in the recap of last week that she said, if I have to make porn like that, I'm getting out of the porn industry. Well, we see that that's where porn is going, so if she's going to hold true to her word, she's going to get out of the industry, and I think this documentary is going to be her way out.
And she said something personal that was so disturbing. She said her first time she was like in high school or maybe mm-hmm. even younger, her mm-hmm. friend set her up mm-hmm. and, you know, she had to do some, you know, not you know, thanks to some man, and mm-hmm. her his junk was not washed yeah. and it smelled really bad.
Sweaty nuts all in the mouth.
Oh, this... Yes, disgusting. Thank you for that. Like, so, it smelled. And she's like, yeah, but I got over it, and, like, it got better. And it's so sad that she didn't stop.
Right.
Like, it's so sad she didn't stop. And they also talked about daddy issues, which mm-hmm. is so much of what these women have.
Yeah.
You know, like, because that girl said, you never had a pimp. You never had a man to work with you. Mm-hmm. Whereas that sex worker always has a pimp, always mm-hmm. has a trick. So, mm-hmm. like, you know, Eileen was a bit more independent versus this one was very, like, leaned on men to always, mm-hmm. you know, get her gigs and all of that.
Right.
But she takes this story to Harvey. And Harvey was like, nope, I'm not funding this.
Right.
And I think she got upset on that. But I think she doesn't want the money, though. I think she's going to come up with the money on her own, right?
Yeah. What do you think? Eileen, she always figures it out.
Yeah.
And I think that story is just a testament of how she's been able to overcome everything that's been thrown her way. And I think without Harvey, she's going to get this made because this is Eileen. She does what she says she's going to do, and she doesn't need anybody's approval or help to get it done.
And that's that same attitude she has dating this guy, Hank. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with Hank. Hank, we love you. You know why? Because she's so proud of her. So mm-hmm. they go on a date. And she's so honest. He's like, what do you do for a living? And she's like, well, you know what? I make pornos, mm-hmm. female erotica, mm-hmm. and I used to be a prostitute. That's what I'm like, personally, like, girl.
Yeah.
Like, but clean the tracks a bit.
I was
like,
glad, though, that she was just straight up with it.
Like, damn.
Because she's probably been in a lot of situations where she wasn't as forward, and then it came out later, and it bit her in the behind. Or, like she said, when they did find out, they took advantage of her. So it was probably just her way of kind of controlling the narrative, but also controlling her own emotions, because if it's going to be something that you're not into or something that you're going to try to take advantage of, show me that now in the beginning before I get to know you and start catching feelings.
She has balls. Yeah. Like, she's confident.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I like how you said that.
Unapologetic.
Yeah.
Because why? I mean, it's your story, and she's overcome it. Look at her now. She's making all of this great stuff. She's doing good for herself. Why hide it? But I can say, even though he was real accepting uh-huh, of it, and it seems like, you know, it's going well, I can't help but be kind of nervous that something is happening with him. Because ooh. I don't trust anybody on this show.
You feel like is he doing it on purpose just to, like, have sex with her? Like, it's not high school stuff.
I don't think it's that. I don't know. It's just something. I feel like there's never anything that's just straightforward and just good on this show. There's always some type of, and maybe it's just my own trust issues, and maybe I'm just jaded when it comes to dating.
Oh,
because
girl.
Who tried my dating life is a whole nother story. But I don't know. It's something about, you know, when she had that conversation, and something in his face just made me feel like, what is he up to?
Like, a different motive.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I mean, adding to that, LA dating sucks, you guys. That's probably a whole different special segment we gotta
do. It's completely messed up.
Like, don't date anyone here in LA, let alone entertainers, Lord.
Oh, gosh. mm-hmm.
To each his own, sorry.
Yeah.
But, so, I think you're right. I feel like there's, like, some kind of motive he has behind this, but I loved how they did a double date.
Yeah.
And when everyone said, Eileen, what do you do? And she's like, well, you know, I'm behind the camera.
And she tried to hide it.
Yeah, but, you know, he was proud of her.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? Be proud of yourself. Mm-hmm. She makes female erotica.
Yeah.
And then they showed us that one scene that they were talking to each other. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the people left the restaurant. Mm-hmm. It was so intimate.
Yeah.
It was like this Asian cuisine. Like, I'm all for love. Like, yeah. Finding love.
And you know what? I want it to be that. I want it to just be, he comes and sweeps her off her feet and shows her there's more to life, and they go off into the sunset. But my trust issues won't let me. I feel like he's up to something.
Yeah.
But hopefully it is love.
You know, Eileen, like, you know, we're rooting for you. I hope this is the one. I hope he kind of maybe even puts a ring on it towards the end, and
maybe.
She's a happy girl, and, like, you know, he introduces him. No, she introduces him to this whole different world. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe involves her son, Adam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, you know, it's the final season, and we know it's the final mm-hmm. season. So they kind of can end it in a way where it can be wrapped in a bow and everybody finishes on a good note. It's not going to end with anything crazy. So maybe it will just end with her finding happiness.
You know, let's see, because speaking of happiness, happiness is not what Lori has right now. I think it's a perfect segment to get into that. Like, Lori, oh my gosh. So this is why I had to mention vegetables, you guys. So Lori was sent by her agent to do this sex scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even that subtle scene in the car when her agent boyfriend dropped her off, like, mm-hmm. literally just said, like, they kissed and he had a hard-on or something. And he's like, this is what you do to me. Imagine what you do to all the guys on TV, whatever, like, mm-hmm. an audience. And she starts going and she goes into her scene. And then we see that they have props as vegetables, mm-hmm. that they are trying to, like, you know, induce certain things into mm-hmm. certain parts, you know?
Yeah.
Like, no, that's not okay. And I'm so happy that she finally stood up for herself.
Mm-hmm.
She's not the same, you know, Lori 3 years ago. She's like, you know what? I'm here. I'm worth big money. I'm not someone who's starting out.
Yeah.
Do you feel like she's going to lose a lot of gigs because of that right now? And is her agent freaking out?
I don't know, because although she kind of did stand up for herself and stormed off for a bit, she still came back. And I was actually a little bit disappointed by that. I was disappointed that she didn't stick to her guns, that, you know, she had a little temper tantrum and she came back. And it's going to make people think that she's can just basically be walked all over. So hopefully, you know, next time she actually sticks to her word
and leaves the set.
Yeah, exactly. These vegetables, though.
So it was corn, and they were trying to put her up her, you know, anus.
But you know what it made me think about, and it's funny that it came out around this time.
Because of Thanksgiving?
No. No, because have you heard of the cucumber challenge?
Oh my God, yes!
Yeah, yes. And how people have been going around putting cucumbers in females' body parts.
To like masturbate or something like that?
Well, at least for this, they were doing it for shows, for the porn, but they've just been having like cucumber parties where they've just been using cucumbers.
Is this a new thing? Because what I heard was like years ago, people were doing it on YouTube.
Maybe. I know recently it's become a thing. You're seeing a lot more with all these cucumber challenges and sticking all these good vegetables that you could be eating up your female body parts.
And are they filming this? Like, for views?
Oh, yeah. It's on social media. It's everywhere. And they're not even getting paid for it on a porn like they are on this show. They're just doing it for fun.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What has this world come to? This is so crazy. I mean, I knew there was a challenge years ago. I heard a lot of YouTubers doing it, but I didn't know it was like a legit
there were
challenge.
YouTubers doing this?
Yeah, girl.
Ooh, some freaky YouTubers.
You know what? You'll be surprised.
You put that kind of stuff on YouTube.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe. Ooh, wait, isn't there YouTube X or there's something X or there's some kind of YouTube that it's like, I think rated R.
My PG-13 ears, girl, can't take this. Oh my God.
But I'm happy that Lori said, you know what? At least you're not doing the butt.
Yes.
And he had the nerve to say, did you clean up down there? Like, you had the nerve to say that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so she calls her agent and says, what the F? Like, what are you doing? And I hate that she's doing coke again. She's doing coke so she can get through that scene because she doesn't give a F about what's going on right now.
Or just trying to get through life in general because it doesn't seem like she's happy. I said this last week and I still stand by it. She's right back in the same situation she was when she's a prostitute. She's not out on the street. She has a little bit more money now. But her talent agent is basically like Cece, is her pimp. Go out and make my money. Go out and do all this stuff you don't want to do for the sake of making money for the both of us and go about your business. And until she is not stuck in that cage, she's going to continue to, you know, go back to drugs and all the other vices she's been using.
And she said, can't you put me in some kind of other film, some other kind of Hollywood? And it was so like kind of degrading where her agent's like, honey, you're on the different side of Hollywood.
Yeah.
I don't have those connects, you know? And it's kind of like, okay, Lori, get yourself out of it. Get yourself a headshot. You know, it sucks AfterBuzz TV wasn't created at that time. She can do the walk
can
over here.
Can you imagine AfterBuzz in 1985?
With the videotape?
Yeah, they had to go get a videotape to watch.
Vita wasn't even born yet.
So cute. Yeah.
It's sad that she can't take the right steps to clean up. And then her agent's like, you know what? This is a big time producer named Sean, whatever. You go do it because this is going to earn you. I don't even like, you guys like, just audience, like, a vegetable? How does even, like...
I mean...
Oh, my God.
But it's porn. Like, I'm sure if you Google gets banged by corn, porn on Google,
how does a whole bunch of stuff
is going to come up.
Yeah, but how does your body intake that? Like, you can get a yeast infection. Like, they're just
She's a porn star. Do you know how much, like, is going down there? She probably doesn't even feel it anymore at this point. Maybe we're going too much into detail.
I just, like...
But that's what I would think. I think if you're a porn star, you have to be open to anything.
Take anything up there. Yeah. Like, man, okay. So that's Lori's life. We're gonna keep track of that, see what's happening. Lori, I hope you go get an agent and do some TV work. I don't know,
it's gonna be hard though, maybe, to go from porn to being taken seriously as an actress. I can't even imagine.
I don't think anyone has done that.
I mean, nowadays it's probably a little easier.
Yeah, in 2020,
if you look at some of the people who are famous.
Absolutely.
I don't know about back then.
We know what I mean. Well, some people are business people, but whatever. I know what you mean.
Yes.
But okay, so let's talk about probably the most saddest part of the episode mm-hmm. was Shay. Mm-hmm. So Shay walks into the hi-hat and, you know, sees that, well, she's sick and the girls offer her ginger ale. Mm-hmm. But this time her sickness was on like a different level.
Yeah.
How was she even breathing you mm-hmm. know, or even standing? Mm-hmm. So Abby pulls her connect, goes to the hospital, you know, demands for the doctor to see her. They do a bunch of tests. And I was surprised when the doctor first said, oh, she has like this throat thing and she has a yeast and she has staph. I'm surprised that they didn't run tests yet for HIV. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy that Abby said she does some needle, like she did needles in her past, you mm-hmm. know, in the past life or past years or whatever. Mm-hmm. So do you think she died? So I'm so confused right now. She comes back to the bed. There's no one there.
I don't know. I mean, she was very, very sick. I would like to hope that she didn't die. It would definitely be kind of a twist if she didn't. It yeah. would be really easy if she did just die and that's how they ended it. But maybe, you know, maybe they did end up running the test and maybe I'm going into predictions, but maybe they did end up running the test and they realized it was, you know, HIV or yeah. AIDS. So they moved her to a different area of the hotel. I mean, that's not the hotel, the hospital.
The hotel. California
yeah.
Inn.
Yeah, to a different area of the hospital because back then, you know, it was such an anomaly to have AIDS and it was this big thing. So they probably were like, well, let's not have her in the room with other people. So maybe that would be it. But if she did pass, I wouldn't be surprised.
It kind of made me, it gave me a relapse of the Eazy-E film.
Straight Outta Compton.
Mm-hmm. When like he died mm-hmm. and people were there and all outside,
which was based
room.
On a true story.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But that's what I thought. Maybe they removed her to an ICU mm-hmm. or just something critical, or right. maybe she just passed mm-hmm. overnight.
Because wouldn't they like call or something, like just to show up and the bed is empty?
Yeah, it was so sad. But yeah. You know, speaking of HIV and all of that, Paul mm-hmm. Assumes he has it already. Mm-hmm. That was to me kind of like, wow, so you're on that level, because I thought he was a bit naive because mm-hmm. well, you know, Frank, you know, not Frankie, oh god, Vincent mm-hmm. goes to get money from Paul, and Paul said, I'm low on cash, whatever. And Vince, you know, knowing he's a gay man, says, are you okay? And he says, yeah. You know, fast forward a bit, we see the closing of the theater play that Paul's boyfriend is in, and mm-hmm. he got approached to do more work, and Paul's like, look, we got to take care of our bodies. Mm-hmm. We can't push it too much. So, does he think both of them are infected now?
I mean, if his boyfriend is for sure infected and they're not having sex protected, it would make sense that he is. But in the situation with them and kind of figuring out which side of the spectrum to fall on, I kind of agree with his boyfriend, because if they are sick, shouldn't you live it up now before you don't know how much longer time you have left?
Because he's not going to the doctor. Yep, yeah. That's him. Mm-hmm. He's not going to the doctor. And that mm-hmm. just kind of hurt me. Like, here's the thing. Like, this is also another flashback of kind of like Prince. And I don't know if you've seen that recent movie, Bohemian Rhapsody. When mm-hmm. he found out he had it. Mm-hmm. Not Prince. Oh, my God. Sorry. Queen. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Queen. Oh, my God. They just kind of like,
was Prince in that movie? I haven't seen the movie, so I was like, no. I didn't know Prince and Queen were.
It reminded me of that because he didn't go to doctors. Like, mm-hmm. this is all I have. I'm living. So mm-hmm. I feel like Paul's on that level. Like, yeah. You know what? I know I have it. Mm-hmm. And let's just live it up. But speaking of hi-hat and the bar and all that, we see Bobby's son coming back, mm-hmm. Joey, which is actually Michael Gandolfini, who mm-hmm. is the son of the famous James Gandolfini of Sopranos. Have you seen Sopranos?
I haven't seen Sopranos.
He's a major star. Mm-hmm. It's his son, so Michael Gandolfini as Joey. A great actor. You mm-hmm. can see he's following, obviously, in the steps of his mm-hmm. father. But he has become into a gangster, like a mobster. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's doing 10 lines of coke. You know, he asks his dad to send over girls to mm-hmm. a friend's bachelorette. Mm-hmm. Bobby knows what's up, though, with his son.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem like he cares, and that's the problem. And it was really disappointing to me that he let his son go down this road. Like, look at, he was, like, literally at the end of season two, he was like, it's hitting close to home. People in our circle are dying. So then you decide to bring your son into this circle and get him involved. involved in everything, and you had a scare of not knowing whether you had AIDS or not, and you're still bringing him around this environment?
Stupidity. So it looks like he doesn't have AIDS, and he's really fun, and not fun, he's really calm now. And when I watched the inside of the episode, the director said they did that because they wanted to add some light to the air, like have fun with that situation, because you know, the rise of HIV was so hard. That's a great kit. That's a great pick right there. But it was so hard, and you know, hard to digest, everyone like just dropping on the floor and dying. But the son works on Wall Street, and he's very savvy with numbers, and I think that's what Black Frankie thought too, when he's like, we can charge more for these women being here. You know what I mean? So
it just sucks that he got sucked into this life. If you're on Wall Street, be on Wall Street,
just stay there, stay clean. And other things I kind of wanted to cover is Lawrence, our amazing good cop that wants to clean the streets, I think has a crush on that girl.
It's crazy. I don't understand. I would like to know why. In every season, he has a new girlfriend. And they never talk about what happened to the last girlfriend.
He can't keep a girl, probably.
I guess that's just the real reality of it, is you date and you're, as a detective, you can't keep a girlfriend.
He's probably out on the streets trying to clean the streets, and probably no one can get along with his timeline. I always say it's so much easier sometimes to date someone from your industry, like a coworker or whatever, because they just get it.
Yeah, or I guess thinking back on it, like, maybe he dates people as necessity, because I know in season one he was dating the reporter, and she was kind of, they were helping each other figure things out. Season two, she was a doctor. I don't know what he really needed like a nurse for. But now in this season, she's a cop, and she's kind of giving pointers to him on how he can solve his cases. So maybe he dates by necessity and not about actually liking the person. But he keeps switching all these women, and they never talk about what happened to the other women.
He's very secretive.
Yeah,
you know, very secretive. Yeah, this was a killer episode. I think we probably covered everything.
Shout out to Cornelia Amiri. She is in our live chat just talking to us.
Thank you so much.
She thinks that Shay passed away. She thinks Lori was right to refuse the corn.
The corn.
She's thinking that Eileen's new man may fund her movies.
I thought too. Great minds. I'm telling you, I thought that too. He has so much money. His investor, he's going to probably just like, you know what? It's nothing for me.
Right.
A couple of thousand here and there.
Yeah. So maybe that's how she'll get out of the industry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for your input.
Yes, Cornelia, thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. Oh, gosh. Okay, so now I think that wraps up of the topics. Let's talk about our special segment,
Yes.
So our special segment today, it's actually going to be a nice, fun one. It's sex ed. So we wanted to make it educational and fun. And mind you, we're not doctors. We are hosts. But you can Google everything. It's all verified. Okay, so, well, I wanted to do it kind of like, I wanted to ease in. This is just going to be tips about sex and a healthier sex life. And the main thing is, if you do have a partner or if you're dating someone and you do want to be active, get tested. Both of you guys. Get tested and make sure to see where you guys stand. And if you guys can't afford it, we have awesome clinics like Planned Parenthood and other centers. I know the Gay and Lesbian Center has free testing as well that you can get into. So first and foremost, get tested. Practice monogamy. You know, if you cheat more, of course, if you cheat at all, there's a risk, right? There's always a risk. And one thing I want to say, some STDs don't have symptoms. Some don't have symptoms. You might look fine, but you might feel fine, but internally you have some stuff going on. You might pass it on without knowing. So always get tested before being active. Always wear protection. I don't care if he pulls out, whatever it is. You put that on and save your life, girl.
Yes.
And man.
Great tips.
Not only a girl.
Great tips.
Okay, yay, now it's time for some news and gossip.
Yes.
Some fun stuff.
But hey guys, we got some news and gossip for you. Our beloved Maggie Gyllenhaal, who plays our beautiful Eileen, my favorite person on the show. She's been doing a lot of press because the show just came out, and one thing that came up recently is that she opened up about her feeling guilty about receiving a pay bump for her work on The Deuce.
I didn't know.
Yeah, so she got a pay bump, but it kind of corresponded to around the time that, you know, James Franco had his allegations.
Yep, yep.
So she kind of felt like she got that pay bump because of what James did, and it made her feel guilty. She said, yeah, so that was interesting. Actually, I just out of the blue got a phone call saying that HBO was going to significantly raise my salary. And I'm going to be totally honest here. The first feeling I had was I felt kind of guilty. I just had this windfall. You know, wait, that's not fair. But that's where I'm brainwashed. She's also said, that's where I'm like, I don't deserve this and all this stuff. But then she said, well, he is more bankable. And so he's going to and blah, 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 blah. Hmm. And it took her, she said it took her a day to maybe be like, no, this is payback for a long time of being underpaid.
Yep.
When have I ever been the same, paid the same as my male co-star?
Oh.
Which is so true. We hear all the time about women in the industry
Absolutely.
Making way less than their male counterparts, even if they're doing more work or
Absolutely.
The same work. So you know what, Maggie, if you're watching this, don't feel guilty, girl. You are winning for the actresses and the people in the industry who can't do it, and it needs to be like this more.
Do you think HBO did that to like maybe shut her up? Not shut her up, not like not in that sense, but they were scared that she might leave because she's such a great star.
I don't think that what I got from it just in her guilt is that I guess maybe because of the allegations of James Franco and because they decided to still keep him on
exactly.
in light of those allegations, he probably had to take a pay cut.
Absolutely.
So I guess maybe she got the you know what he got cut, she got in what she got
Ooh.
Paid. That's what I know. I'm not saying I know what
yeah.
happened, so nobody can say I'm saying anything wrong. That's just what I'm assuming from what I'm hearing and read in all the articles.
Yeah, and we still never knew exactly the status of James Franco's situation.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually surprised that they did keep him on the show. There's always situations like this that, you know, directors want to keep people and we don't know what goes on. But Maggie Gyllenhaal, we love you. You are a radiant light on mm-hmm. this show. You
yeah.
are so just natural and real
mm-hmm.
and it bleeds through your eyes. Like,
yeah.
this is not even acting. Like, this is you.
Yeah. I feel like I'm watching Eileen, not Maggie. So
yeah.
You're
like,
acting your butt off.
I have so much respect for actors and their craft. It's just beyond me. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. Okay. Now we have to get into predictions.
Predictions.
Yeah. Ooh.
These are tough. Because I never really know what to expect on these
Yeah.
shows. Okay, so I kind of talked a little bit about my predictions as far as Eileen is concerned. I just, for some reason, something in my gut is telling me I can't trust that new boyfriend.
Man.
And that something shady is going to happen
Shit.
With that relationship.
Damn, Alexis!
I know, Shit. I know. I think the whole thing with Frankie and kind of partnering up with the guy who ended up being involved with the child pornography is going to bite Frankie in the butt, which is going to ultimately bite everybody in the butt because he's in the middle of all of this crazy ring. I think Shay passed away and I think it's really gonna affect Abby, and I think just that in addition to everything going on, we're finally gonna get some sort of emotion or some sort of answers as to why things are like that with her and Vincent. Even
yeah.
though it seems like Vincent and his ex-wife may be getting back together.
Yes.
So,
good call.
I don't know if maybe that's going to spark some sort of conversation between Abby and Vincent to where they decide to just break up, and then he ends up with the ex-wife, or she gets out the fact that it does bother her, he realizes he wants to be with her, and then they get together. But regardless, I think there needs to be some sort of conversation so the viewers, at least mm-hmm. me, because I want to know
yeah.
what the heck happened with them.
I, you know, just to add to the Vincent thing, I said that last week. I really think he's going to break up with Abby or vice versa. It's really obvious the ex-wife is making a move back in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wants that life. It's safer. It's cleaner. Maybe he's sick of the side hustles. I mean, you know, like Bobby's friend ratted him out and
mm-hmm.
the cops came. He's like, I'm paying you so much. You're not keeping my, you know, my bar open. You know, so I think there's just a lot of drama right now. And
mm-hmm.
I think he might just move back home and be in this safe, you know, suburban lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, okay, with Lori, I think Lori, I take that back. I think something inside her, like, I think a lioness is going to come out. I think
okay.
she's really going to just put her feet down and be like, you know what, I'm not going to take this shit anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Get me better agent, get me cleaner work that has nothing to do with produce and strawberries and corn. You know? Just good old penis. That's it.
Strawberries could be fun, though.
Depending, like, where you place it, right?
Right, so, exactly what you're doing with
but, and, okay, as far as Shay, unfortunately, I feel like Shay did pass. Mm-hmm. Paul, I think Paul and his boyfriend, both of them are infected. Mm-hmm. And, gosh, there was one more thing I wanted to say. Oh, yeah, it was Eileen. I actually love Hank for Eileen. Mm-hmm. I feel like Hank is a good guy. I just feel like he wants love and comfort. Mm-hmm. And she is a mystery to him. And mm-hmm. I think he still can't figure her out. And that's what men love. Men yeah. love it when they can't figure out women.
Yeah, that's true.
She's not boring. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have like an 8-to-5 bank job, you know. Mm-hmm. And he might be the investor of her new film. And mm-hmm. I think slowly she's going to get rid of Harvey and start her own production company. I really mm-hmm. see that happening.
Yeah.
Gosh, I mean, yeah. again, shout out to the show. One thing I did want to say, where is Donna and Larry?
Good question.
They didn't die.
No.
Donna went to school. She became this amazing bookworm. Mm-hmm. You know, her name is Dominique Fishback, mm-hmm. actually. I DM'd her last year to come on the show.
Oh, okay.
And she gave me the information of her publicist. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to, like, reach out to her again. Yeah. To have a few guests on.
I thought that today. I was like, where's Larry? I know he's trying to get out of the pimp life, but I kind of miss the pimps on the show. They brought kind of like that humor and that spunk to me. I don't know. I miss yeah. them.
We had Leon come back, mm-hmm. the guy who, mm-hmm. his Method Man, right? Or no, he's not
Method Man. Method Man is Rodney.
Rodney. Mm-hmm. Leon is the tall black server uh-huh. that went to jail and he came back out. Mm-hmm. But Larry was a really good pimp. Turned actor mm-hmm. and he was being very upset because he wasn't getting casted
right.
and I don't think like they were trying to get him out of his pimp role. I kind of do miss that thuggish ruggish
yeah,
pimp thing.
And you know, even I had a love hate relationship with Larry because
and Cece, Cece's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Chocolate.
Like I love the pimps because they're even fine. Though you didn't like them because they were so mean to the girls, I still liked them.
Gorgeous.
They were entertaining to watch. They were good to look at. And towards the end, I kind of was rooting for Donna and Larry to, like...
Get together?
Yeah. No.
she will never be with him because of too much
just
mental
psychological
damage.
Issues. Yeah. But towards the end, I was like, oh, it seemed like they were getting really close. And you could tell when she left that it really hurt him.
It hurt him because like pimps and workers or pimps and hoes or whatever you call it, they have a great relationship where it's like... disgustingly close where you depend on each other but it's so psychotic and unhealthy mm-hmm. and the guy from class asked her out the guy who was educated intelligent mm-hmm. who will take her out and just raise her levels as a human being and you know Larry's still here
right
the more
that
you get smarter
so hopefully they come back so we know where
yeah,
they are.
I hope you guys come back give us some kind of closure because none of them died thank mm-hmm. God so gosh oh my God such a great show such a great episode
so fun to talk about
I know, and thank you for the chat. In the meantime, where can we find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Lexi Fierce. That is IamLexiFierce.
Awesome. And you can find me on Instagram at Louisa Sharamatian and on Twitter at Lou Sharamatian. We will all see you next week.
Bye. Bye you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.